This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab is brought to you by GoNetSpeed, your choice for crazy fast fiber internet. This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we are, Dennis Halnan, one of the 40-plus employee owners over at Tab Computer Systems. We're both employee owners. Looking for more, if you're looking to make a change, like it turns out 40% of you are, we're happy to have you over at Tab Computers. But we're here. Dennis Halnan is one of the engineers that's on our help desk, and he's here to help me help you with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. So feel free to get online on this lovely Saturday morning. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC are the numbers. We are broadcasting also through WTIC's Facebook page. If Zuck deems it worthy, it may get to your news feed, and you may be able to actually see it. Feel free to like us, comments, whatever, ask a question. We'll try to get the questions on the air as well, or at least answer them too during the show. So get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC are the numbers. And as usual and customary, we do have technology news to talk about. And let's start with Dennis. What do you got, Dennis?
Well, we need to talk about passwords.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. What's your password? I ask everybody what their password is.
Sometimes you know, it's 12345.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. I got the same combination in my luggage.
Do you? Yeah. How about your safe?
Same thing? That too. No, seriously. We need to talk about passwords.
Right.
I saw a story this week on ZDNet about how people are continuing to use the same passwords even after there have been breaches.
Right.
Where their passwords are exposed, and they're using the same password on multiple sites.
Amazing.
They're not changing them.
Right.
And they're not varying them by site.
And if they are varying them by site, they're varying them using a pattern that's discernible.
Right. And it's just too easy to figure out. Once somebody has one password, they can get it for other stuff.
Right. If your password is 12345 LinkedIn, and then the next one, they're going, oh, what's his Facebook?
12345 Facebook.
Exclamation point.
Oh, yeah. That makes it all different, you know?
Right.
But anyway, this article was based on a report by a security firm that analyzed, you know, password usage.
Yep.
And people, change your freaking passwords.
Don't
please.
Use the same ones on multiple sites. That's the biggest key. The quote-unquote dark web has all this information out there, right? So there's companies that'll go out there and walk up to you and run a report and say, did you know that your password is here, here, here? And they'll try to scare you into the fact that, you know, LinkedIn was breached. They were. Lots of companies were breached, and that password information's out there. So if you happen to use that password, the bad guys are like, okay, I see what he's using here. let's try this. Let's see what it works on his on an email account or his bank account or his whatever.
Right. And just remember, there are people in the world that have all the time in the world to analyze this data and figure out what you've got.
Right.
And, you know, it, matter of fact, they can probably even run it through programming algorithms that can crank out high likely possible passwords for your accounts based on these breaches.
Well, there's even something worse. It's called rainbow tables.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that.
So
yeah.
These guys are supposed to be good guys. We'll go to these hacker conferences or DEF CON or all these gatherings of geeks. I was at a geek gathering in Texas, but we talked about completely different things. But you go there and you literally bring a multi-terabyte hard drive, just a blank hard drive. And you can walk up and say, yeah, give me the rainbow tables. And basically all those are the most commonly used passwords, right, that are out there so that you can do a brute force attack against people's accounts.
Right.
And just using the most commonly known exposed passwords that are out there. Because people are predictable, right?
Very.
So they just take that. So obviously after your password, if you're using the same password out there, you're really leaving yourself open. But the second thing here is to enable two-factor authentication.
Yes. Wherever possible, enable that.
Now, here's the thing. Enabling it on your cell phone is a thing. But if you're using Bitcoin and you happen to accumulate a lot of fake money, the bad guys will go to the extent of actually jacking your SIM jacking, right?
Right. They take over your phone number and then they get all your two factors and then they log in freely.
Right. So we would tell you that if you want better two-factor authentication, use like an aggregator. It's like a Google Authenticator.
Right.
That's something that you can
software-based authentication.
Right.
That goes with you, not with your phone.
Right.
Because the phone can be hacked or worked around.
Compromised.
Yeah.
So there's that. However, even that's not so good. Because if you happen to log in and if you click on leave yourself logged in for any reason, believe it or not, you can bypass two-factor authentication because if the bad guy gets there, it's already been authenticated. You've left it in cache. They can actually read the information in memory.
Well, yeah, they can read the token or the hash that was used to authenticate you, then take that, replicate it on another computer, and essentially take over that login session that you've got on your own computer.
Right.
And boom,
it's called passing the hash. So that's not that good either. So you can bypass two-factor authentication like that. So the next level of two-factor authentication is the things that I talk about, which is like a Yubico key. Right? So a Yubico key, I'll hold it up to the camera for those of you in Facebook land. It's on my person, right? Here it is. Here's my little Yubico key. You can see it. And it's got a little connection there, USB-C. Mm-hmm. And when I log into something critical, I also have to tap that golden thing there.
Yeah.
That button. Says it's me. But it's not really a button. It's really just a contact that says, okay, I'm logging in. I've got the key. And at this moment, I'm tapping it, me, myself, and I, so that the system says, okay, it's you. We're going to let you in only if you have this. Now, you lose this. Ugh. I'm just saying, don't lose
it. Yeah.
Don't lose it.
Okay.
But one of the most powerful two-factor authentications you can have.
That's true.
So you got to have two-factor authentication. And now then people will say, if you have two-factor authentication, you don't need to worry too much about passwords. We disagree. And it's probably true. And a password these days is also not something you should consider. You should consider a passphrase.
Yes.
Right? You know, whatever you want to put in there, you can literally, as long as write a phrase as long as the password will accept it. Some of them will have limits,
right,
in the input fields. But if you can do a nice long passphrase with special characters, and that's really hard to crack on top of the two-factor, you're in pretty good shape. Are you secure? No. If you save it into the Google cache.
Okay. That's another thing. You can save your passwords in a browser.
Right, which is helpful.
And if somebody can somehow get to the computer and read the file that has those passwords in it.
Right.
Even though it's encrypted by Google,
yeah,
there are ways to reverse engineer those passwords out of there.
Right. So I guess what we're saying is you're not as safe as you think, but if you're not even doing some of these basic things like changing your password, not using the same one on the same services, and using a two-factor, you're really not even secure.
Well, that's kind of the point. What you want to do is add hurdles to somebody in order to get your stuff, okay? Right. And, you know, if you've got a nice, long, complicated passphrase-type password,
right,
which is hard to crack, that alone may be enough to make somebody move on to another target.
Yeah.
Because they just don't want to deal with you.
There's plenty of easy targets.
You know, right. There's millions and millions of, you know, people on Facebook.
Right.
So why bother getting into your account if you've already gone to that effort?
Right.
Just go on to another guy.
So here's another issue. QR codes. All right.
Oh, yeah. We've already had some stories about those.
We're getting a little too comfortable with QR codes. You know, you go up there and you want to see what the beer list is, right? They have you take your phone, you hit the QR code, right, to get the beer list or whatever it is, the menu. We're just very easily just whipping out our phones. And the problem is you don't know what that QR code's been because
right.
I can be a hacker and bring some nice stickers with my malicious QR code on it. Right. And send you somewhere you shouldn't go.
Right.
And download malware to your system. So how do you protect yourself from that, Eric? I don't know.
You can't.
I'm just telling you, be careful. Because, you know, it's easy to put I can print out stickers all day long on all sorts of things, covering all sorts of real valid things. We talked about things like, you know, the parking meters and stuff
right.
like that.
Yeah. And there are cities that used to use QR codes and they stopped for that reason.
Well, St. Pete Beach still uses them.
Well, some of them do. But in that story that we had, there were cities that didn't even use QR codes anymore.
Right.
But somebody had gone and put them up
right.
trying to trick people into using them anyway.
And you'd fill out your credit card information and the hacker's saying, oh, thanks. Oh, what's the little special security number? Oh, yeah, put that in there too. You know, I mean, they just take everything, right? And then it says, it could even say, you're parked. It could even say, it could be an app that even says you're all set. And of course, you get the parking ticket on top of giving the hacker, the bad guy, your phone, your actual credit card, and he's eating Chipotle in somewhere in Southern California on your
right.
credit card. That's what we're dealing with right now. And this is all minor stuff. I haven't even talked about the crazy stuff that's out there. Oh. So, you know, do the basics, guys, because your stuff isn't that secure. You think it is. It's really not. And heck, my wife just dealt with a Facebook hack that drove her nuts.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So her Facebook account got compromised. I tell her to use two-factor authentication, but, you know, I'm not going to go further than saying that. She didn't. And so then, of course, she turned into a Emily. And all of a sudden, Emily's on a dating app trying to attract guys, right? And then, of course, they're probably being DM'd, you know, direct messaged with a link to malware, right? And, of course, those guys are going to download it and get impacted.
Sure.
Because, you know, Emily's cute. So we took care of that. No thanks to Facebook, but thanks to Facebook. Basically, if you ever get hacked, ask all your friends to report it. And then all of a sudden Facebook says, oh, okay, looks like you were hacked. Let's try to help you here. Because otherwise trying to use their tools. If the bad guys go in there and set up two-factor authentication, even though you're asking for the phone number, it doesn't work if they set up the Google Authenticator as the two-factor. Even though it says it's sending it to you, it's not. It's sending it to the authenticator, to the bad guy.
Oh,
yeah. So we talk a little bit about passwords there. Another thing I wanted to bring up quickly having to do with Ukraine. I know that we're coming up against the break. Elon Musk warns of Russian attacks on the donated Starlink internet hubs. So basically, Elon flipped on Starlink over Ukraine, which is great to try to get communication out. And then he shipped a bunch of those antennas. However, the Russians, of course, are going to probably blow those suckers up. So he's recommending that you don't put them too close to where you live. not that it seems to matter with the Russians anyways, but, you know, he's trying to help, but he's just saying, hey, guys, be careful. If you're using the Starlink, be cautious because it's probably being targeted. But it's great that Elon is doing what he can do. I would be more concerned, Elon, that Putin's going to shoot down your little satellites. That'll be the next thing he does, but we'll see what happens. So I'll put that out there for you to read. Elon's doing his best. We're going to take a quick break. We got two lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back.
Download the free Odyssey app and like WTIC today. Then listen anywhere, anytime.
We are back. Dennis and I will do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Two lines open for you. Get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC, and we'll help you out. Let's get right to your calls. We're going to go to Ray in Burlington first. Morning, Ray.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
Okay, I have a couple questions about external monitors.
All right.
First, my issue. I have a Dell monitor that's probably 10 years old or more, but it still works. And it's got the 15-pin plug-in, so it's pretty old. But I had purchased a couple years ago a micro HDMI adapter, and I'm using it for two of my 2 1-in-1 laptops. And they worked when I plugged in the adapter to go into the monitor.
So 15-pin to micro HDMI.
Yeah, I think it's 15-pin to micro HDMI.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
And it worked.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Recently, I hadn't used the monitor for a couple months, and now it doesn't work for either either laptop. So I tried a couple different things. First of all, it doesn't. Neither of the laptops will detect the external monitor. When I hit the monitor button, it says it's been power saved. I tried a couple solutions after doing some searches, and nothing worked. But then I realized I have an older. Both laptops run Windows 10. Home.
All right.
I have an older laptop, which is Windows 10 Home Premium. So I took the old computer, plugged it in,
and it worked.
It fires up the monitor.
Yeah.
Okay. So got a question for you. I had read in one of the searches that it's possible that one of the Windows 10 updates might have disrupted or corrupted, you know, the drivers or something like that. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me, give me some suggested solutions for this?
Yeah. What you might have to do is to roll back the drivers on your display adapter, and we can guide you through that. What you're going to do is click Start.
Okay.
Type the word Device.
Okay.
And then you will see Device Manager come up. You're going to click on that.
Hang on a second. I'm in the computer now.
Oh, you're working on it live. Great.
Yeah, we love that. We love that.
I've got it. I've got Device Manager. Great.
All right. Now you're going to click on where it says Display Adapters, and you'll see at least one under that.
Yep.
All right. And then you're going to right-click on that.
Got it.
And then you're going to click Properties.
Properties. Okay.
Now, there can be a different variety of tabs. But what you're looking for is driver or drivers.
I've got driver here. Got
okay.
It here.
Now click that tab.
Got it.
And there should be or could be a button that allows you to roll back the driver.
You know, it's interesting enough. That was one of the solutions. It doesn't show all the buttons. It has driver details, update driver, disabled device, uninstall device. They're all, I can click on them. The rollback driver is grayed out.
Grayed out. Okay. That means at least as far as Windows is concerned, the driver hasn't changed, at least as far as it's aware.
Right.
Now, there's another option, which would be to look for a new driver for that display adapter from the manufacturer of the graphic chip in the adapter. So okay, what is the adapter name?
It says Intel HD Graphics Family.
Okay. What you're going to do is go to intel.com and look for a new driver.
There's that, but this is a laptop, right?
Yes.
Yes, it's a laptop.
You could also go to the manufacturer.
No, that's true. Manufacturer might have a good driver too.
They might have the actual family together.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I go to intel.com.
Well, let's try the manufacturer of the laptop. I forgot you had a laptop.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The manufacturer is Lenovo.
Yeah, so go to their
site. Okay, go to Lenovo. Matter of fact, if you've got if the Lenovo's been made within the last 5 or 6 years or sooner, there will be a program on there called Lenovo Vantage.
Oh.
And you can open that program, and it will go get the latest drivers for that computer.
Oh, I've got, okay, I'm opening up Lenovo Vantage. I have that here.
Nice.
Yep.
Great. Okay, and I'm in Lenovo Vantage. I've seen it before. I have not used it because I'm not weary of doing things that will break it. But
I don't blame you.
I'm in the Lenovo Vantage here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you want to go to drivers, and there should be a way to update those drivers. And you may as well run it even for the whole laptop. Could you break other things and make the sound not work? Yep.
Yeah, and almost any driver in that computer could conceivably interfere with the ability of the computer to recognize the pinouts that it's connecting to with that monitor.
Yeah, because Bill Gates obviously has got some sort of cahoots going on here with Windows 10 and the manufacturers and planned obsolescence. Somebody's getting paid.
So up to the right, I see dashboard device security support. Where would I check?
I'll maybe device, but we're running out of time at the bottom of the hour. Let us play a little bit with Lenovo Advantage to see where we could send you, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. And so, Ray, we'll either put you on hold. You know what? We'll let you go, but we'll try to find that information and give you a link to that, all right?
Okay. Hey, one last quick question.
Seconds left.
I'm looking for an external monitor, and I've read that Asus has some good external monitors.
Yeah.
But I've also read that they break very carefully. Very easily.
Well, then I would consider ViewSonic. That's the one that we recommend the most. ViewSonic's got some good quality monitors. Take a look at that.
Okay, can you spell that out?
ViewSonic, yep. As in Sonic the Hedgehog or Sonic
ViewSonic.
We'll put a link up for that as well. All right, Ray, gotta go.
Okay, thanks very much.
You got it, sir. All right, we'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you on Instagram? So are we. Follow us at WTIC 1080.
Yeah, I'm starting to wonder if Joey's got access to my phone. This is Computer Talk. He's playing everything I like. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock, so get online. Two lines open for you. It's been a busy morning. And we'll do our best to help you out with computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. We're the employee owners of Tab Computer Systems, and mm-hmm. we are looking for more.
Yes, so, you too can be an employee owner.
And basically people moving jobs right now is at an all-time high, roughly 40%. I was just at a geek conference, and that's what they told us, and we believe them. And so if you're looking to make a change, it sounds like you are. I'm talking to you, right? I know you're on a dump run, and you're saying to yourself, you know, I'm a geek right now, and I really want to make a change. Well, I'm talking to you. Yes, you. Go look at Tab Computer Systems, click on careers, and we're looking for more employee owners. It's a really unique opportunity to actually work for yourself, right? The fruits of your labor, beyond being, of course, helping our customers and our clients, you actually are building your own equity in your future, which is really unique. There's a lot of ESOPs out there, but not so many in New England for whatever reason. And so we're lucky enough to have one. So you want to be an employee owner and join us, we'd love to have you. Let's go to your calls. I'll stop begging. We're going to go to Stefan in New Britain. Hey there, Stefan. You there?
How are you?
Good, sir.
Yeah,
how are you?
I'm here. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. And it turns out, Joey, I can only press the button once and it works now.
Oh, wow.
Joey just left the room. What's up, Stefan? What's going to we do for you?
What a modern world. One button press.
Only one button press.
Anyways, I have 3 questions.
Oh boy.
I talked to you about this before, I think. I have this HP laptop that I got about 4 years ago. It's a plastic body with a 17-inch screen.
All right.
Yeah, the plastic body failed. That can't be repaired, right?
It probably can be. It's not worth it, though, at a 4-year-old laptop.
Yeah, okay, yeah. It's got an i5 in it. That's why I was kind of happy with it. It's got a 4K screen, so I'm...
Well, all right. You can always keep it closed and then just connect the external monitor and keyboard to it and still use it as a computer.
Well, yeah, I can't close it.
Oh, it's stuck.
One of those. Okay.
Yeah, I can't. No, the whole side is split open.
Yeah, plastic cases. We always recommend the more of aluminum style type of technology.
Yeah,
last
that's
better.
What I'm going with next. Second question, where is a good, reliable source for new computers?
Well, I'd say, you know, you want to go to the manufacturers themselves, or you can go locally. You can go to the big box stores like Staples or Best Buy. That would be our two local recommendations.
I went to Staples. I saw some stuff, but what I want this to do, I don't need graphics. Okay, it's going to be a music computer.
Yeah.
So I need solid state drives. I need a really good processor, like an i7, and storage. You know, so hence the solid state drives. I don't need to play video games on it. I don't need to do anything like that. And I saw a laptop, but I think a tower is much more upgradable and mm-hmm. has longer, it has longevity.
Yeah, we agree.
It would.
The laptop. And plus, I don't go anywhere with it, so.
Okay. then yeah, the PC is the way to go.
Okay. Last question. I am sick of Microsoft sticking their nose way too far into my business. Like, on my current laptop, like I'm watching a movie, and then Bing keeps showing up. Mm-hmm. And I didn't ask it to show up.
I hear you.
You know, or Edge shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And I use DDG, so, I just don't understand why it keeps showing up. And, like, I don't like tracking, so I was thinking, what is it called, Linux or Lennox?
Or however you say it or play it.
I say it Linux.
Yeah. We'll play every OS sucks for you guys, so you can remember that. Linux or Linux, however you say it. How do you say it, Dennis? Linux?
Linux.
Yeah.
Linux. Okay, so anyway.
Yeah.
Is there like a big learning curve with that versus Microsoft offers?
Yeah, there is a learning curve.
But you can go to IT Pro TV. If you go to our website, you get 30% off, and you can get some training on Ubuntu. I bet you they offer Ubuntu type. That's Linux, I'm pretty sure, right?
Yes, and that's the flavor of Linux that I would recommend a newcomer use is Ubuntu.
Ubuntu.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, I just don't like the intrusions.
I don't blame you. We can also try to find a link for you, Stefan, about how to better eliminate some of that privacy. But the problem is every update Microsoft does
changes. Yeah.
The settings can go right back to, we want to see everything about you.
Yeah. I mean, they had all kinds of ways that you could stop, for instance, Windows 10 from prompting you to connect your phone to it, on the home version.
Mm-hmm.
They changed the registry entry that you use, so then it started kicking up these things for people again, and then they had to change it. They do that all the time.
And Vizio, we tied a story a few weeks back. Vizio, the TV manufacturer, makes more money selling the information about what you're watching on TV than the TV itself.
Oh, yeah, that's another creepy thing about this.
Yeah,
I use it for watching movies, and it, like, remembers the movies I've watched. So, it's, that's pretty creepy.
that's kind of basic these days.
Little fun fact.
Mm.
Largest farmland owner in the United States, the largest private farmland owner in the United States, is actually Bill Gates.
Hmm, I believe it.
Hmm.
That's creepy. All right. Yeah.
At least he's using his money for something. Maybe, I mean, who knows what he's growing out there, but.
But anyways, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Stefan.
The information.
Yeah.
And you guys have a good day.
You too. Nice chatting with you. All right. That's Stefan from New Britain. He's called in before.
I feel his pain.
Yes.
I learned how to use Linux. I've got a Linux computer at home.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're a geek. That's why you're here.
Well, yeah, but one of the things that's nice about it is it runs smooth. It does what I want.
Yep.
And you don't have a lot of those problems, but it doesn't run Microsoft Windows-based software. So that's a big limitation depending on what you're doing. Okay.
Correct. So you're going to have to now be in the Linux ecosphere and find applications that will work on
exist
Ubuntu.
In that world. And I'm not familiar with audio workstations myself and the audio software. I do know there are tools out there in the Linux world for that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I just am not that familiar with them. So,
All right. So let's continue on. We're going to go to Sandy in Southington. What's happening, Sandy?
Well, good morning.
Morning.
I thoroughly enjoy your show. I'm not a computer geek, and I really, it's fascinating how well I'm able to do with the little bit that I do know.
All right.
But I'm just curious. I know you're talking about, passwords and protection. It's interesting, of course, we all get our this is an iPhone kind of question, but, your iPhone's a computer, I figure. So
it is a computer.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We can block when you get these wacky emails. You just delete them, or you go down and unsubscribe. Phone calls, the same thing. You unknown phone calls, you just don't answer.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you see their spam, go down or just block them.
Yep.
Hopefully, block them. I don't know. I keep blocking them, but they keep coming back. My husband gets a tremendous amount of spam calls every day.
Mm-hmm.
We block them as much as we can. But interestingly, yesterday, out of nowhere, he got a picture.
A text.
A picture was sent to him.
Mm-hmm.
And on this text, okay, mm-hmm. yeah. automatically just deleted it.
Good.
But what I'm curious about is, you know, there's not really a way, I don't think.
Yes, there is.
I don't know how to block
yep,
text messages.
You can, well, you can block spam. Them. You can block spam text messages. So in many iOSs, like in my Pixel, I can turn that on. And it'll block the spam texts now. So you have to check what version of iOS you have, Apple iOS, and see if it has a feature where you can turn that on. Again, in my Pixel, for phone calls, for spam phone calls, I actually have Google answer the phone. So basically, it's like having your own personal assistant, and the bad guy, whoever's calling me, is talking to a machine. And then if they really want to reach me, they'll leave a message like they tell you to do, and I'll call them back. So you can really eliminate a lot of this junk. So depending on your version of Apple, and there might be a way to do it that we're looking up. Dennis already found it.
I've got an Apple support article about this topic.
Nice.
For the iPhone. So
we'll tell you how to turn on that feature, of which should be turned on by default, you'd think, Apple, but we won't go there.
Would it be in the settings then?
Yeah. I think so.
Well, yeah, and this article also goes over how to block specific numbers
mm-hmm.
that come in, and it goes over all the menu options you need to go through to do it, and it's right there. So,
all right, so I'll look on your link, on your,
computertalkwithtab.com. It'll be there.
All right, well, listen, I appreciate that. And listen, I still have a Windows 7, and I'm like, mm-hmm. I've been using the iPad and my iPhone for most, or at work.
Yep.
And I'm waiting for it to just blow up, I guess. But it keeps working.
Right. Eventually, Microsoft will say no computer for you. It's just a matter of time. And they're going to, they'll apologize. You know, we just don't support that hardware anymore, and they'll just turn it off. So, I mean, it should be illegal, but.
Yeah, I know. But not so much. So if my husband, who has to save everything in favorites, so he must have probably 100, if not more, things under favorites. Uh-huh. So if we were to buy a new computer, would he try to just save the computers on a drive and then just transfer it over to a new computer? Is that something he could do?
Are you talking about favorites, like browser favorites, or what kind of favorites?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can export that. You can export that data into a file and then import it into your new computer.
Yeah. That's what I would recommend doing.
Okay. Yeah, because he won't get rid of the computer because all his favorites are there. I'm like, okay. So I figure we can work around it. Listen, yeah. I appreciate everything you guys do. It's great to listen to you in the morning.
All right, thank you, Sandy.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, she's kind of right, right? I mean, it is a pain to transfer systems. Even as a geek, we hate it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So it's what we do every day for our customers, obviously. But for our own selves, we hate it as well. You know, there's some people that just love it that are geeks. I don't know what's wrong with them. But most of us have something better to do. Again, as the song so goes, I have a girlfriend and things to get done. I have a wife and things to get done.
Now there's Linux.
Here it is.
Or Linux. I don't know how you say it or how you install it or use it or play it or where you download it or what programs run. But Linux or Linux don't look like much fun. However you say it, it's getting great press, though how it survives is anyone's guess. If you ask me, it's a great big mess for elitist, nerdy schmucks. It's free, they say, if you can get it to run. The geeks say, hey, that's half the fun. Yeah, well, I got a girlfriend and things to get done. The Linux OS sucks. I'm sorry to say it, but it does. It sucks. I'm sorry.
It's kind of funny, that song. It goes back to when we started 26 years ago, 27 years ago now. I mean, I had hair back then.
and Linux was actually fairly new at that time.
Right. So every OS sucks. You got to find that. It's basically our theme song as IT people. And the sad part about it is it's still very, very poignant, you know. But your week does take – your TV can now take a week to mute it. Right?
Yeah.
You know, your fridge, stove, and toaster, they have information now. They can tell you what you got inside them. You know, imagine your refrigerator not working anymore because it needs a firmware update. It's like, it's coming. So every OS sucks. We're going to step out for a quick break. Get back to more of your calls. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Please join us on this Saturday morning. We'll be right back.
The information you want, when you want it. WTIC News Talk 1080.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I am Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're going to be here until 11 o'clock, so feel free to get online. You've been nice enough to join us this lovely Saturday morning in Connecticut. So we appreciate that. Two lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Joey Burgoyne, the infamous Joey Burgoyne, is producing for us and basically somehow reading my mind with everything he's doing. And freaking me out. So let's go to your calls, though. We've been working with Joey. I mean, I talk about being on the air for 26, 27 years. Joey, how long have you been here?
18 years now.
Yeah, so.
I'm like the real-life Google. I know everything about you that you don't want to know and about you.
Exactly. So that's Joey. So feel free to say hi to Joey when you connect in and ask your questions. Let's get to your calls, though. And let's go to Greg in Nugatuck. What's happening, Greg?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I love your show, even though I don't know what half of the stuff you're talking about is.
So we do. Anyway. I used to listen to Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers, and I can't change my own oil. So, you know what? As long as you enjoy it, that's why we're here.
You got it. Listen, just a question.
Yeah.
On TV the other day, they briefly talked about a new true wireless Wi-Fi system, 5G, that's going to be offered by Verizon and T-Mobile.
Right, the enhanced 5G.
It was like 10-inch cube they showed on TV, just strictly plug and play.
Oh, right.
So I'm wondering, is this just for smartphones or for laptops? And how the heck does it get to your house, or where does it originate from? If you have any clues about this stuff, I would just wonder.
So, yeah, we've talked about this. T-Mobile has had the home wireless for a while now, and you can actually go on to see if you can get it.
Yeah, and it looks like Verizon's on that game, too.
It is like a cube. Mm-hmm. It's a receiver. You'll plug that into your router. Instead of your cable modem, you plug that into your router, and then it's going to offer you cellular internet service through your home. Now, if you can get a good solid 5G signal, they say they're able to. They're not going to charge you more for more usage. They say they're not going to throttle you when you use too much. And the pricing is around $50 a month. So if you check T-Mobile and Verizon for service in your area, it's a good alternative. And it's also a good backup. I think of it as a failover, depending on how much you really need to get on the internet. If you lose power or whatever happens, your internet goes down, your cable service goes down, or your whatever goes down, it's a good failover.
So this cube, they just showed you plug and play it, but you said you do plug it into your existing router in your house.
So, right. They're going to say, well, heck, you can just connect to our cube, and it'll be the Wi-Fi signal, wireless signal. I suspect it's got its own little ability to be a wireless router modem itself.
Right.
I would tell you to do it through your router if I would assume that's possible.
I would use my own wireless access point.
Right.
But basically, like Eric said before, it takes the place of that cable modem.
Right.
So could I cancel Comcast theoretically then?
Yes. Theoretically.
And you could get it all through this.
Correct. And I've chatted with T-Mobile even in my area just to test it. And then, of course, they look at my exact map and say, you're not going to be too happy. We're only able to get you about, I think she said 20 megabits or something like that at performance, which is not enough for what I need to do.
No.
I hear you on that. That I do understand.
But so many people are.
Where the heck does this signal come from? You know,
the same towers.
Cellular towers.
Yeah. Oh, it does still go through cellular towers.
Yes.
Still. It's basically a wireless approach. I mean, a lot of countries are wireless. We're the ding-a-lings that are running the old cable lines for so many years. A lot of folks just skipped wiring everything and went wireless.
That I can understand. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, thanks, guys. And now I have a clue what the heck they're talking about. So listen, won't Comcast and the other ones start to get nervous with this kind of thing coming out?
They should be getting nervous about everything. Everybody's looking to get rid of the cable companies.
You got it.
They haven't helped anybody. Well, and thanks to these build-outs, whether it be the wireless companies coming in, companies like GoNetSpeed that are giving you fiber, the ability to have a second or third or fourth choice.
Yep.
You know, the cable companies have enjoyed some level of protectionism
from our politicians.
Yeah, and it's not fair, and we've been taken advantage of for a long time. And even, frankly, if they lowered the price to $6, I would still tell them to pound sand. because you can't trust them to keep it there, you know?
Absolutely.
So going to an alternative is something that I'm looking forward to doing very soon.
Very, very good. Hey, thanks for the help and, you know, the explanation. It's much clearer now. I appreciate it.
Very good,
Greg. Have a good day, guys.
You got it, sir. We'll put a link up as well. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. So everything we've talked about has been posted over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com. Mike G's also been sending it over to our Facebook page. And if Zuckerberg deems it worthy and you're not in Australia, it might get into your newsfeed. And yes, if you have time for Twitter, I don't know how you do, but if you have time for Twitter, we'll tweet it to you. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.